The internet is extremely important in China. According to the latest report from the China Internet Information Network, issued earlier this month, China has 802 million subscribers out of 1.3 billion inhabitants. And in the last 6 months alone, over 29 million people started using the internet for the first time. But the internet is also tightly controlled in China. There is a so-called Chinese Great Firewall that prevents people from directly surfing to Facebook, Twitter, or foreign sites critical of China, like media sites or human rights organizations. And now, by putting Xu Lin in charge, the Chinese internet will become even more of a tool for the government to spread its opinions, says Jean-Philippe Béjart, a sinologist with the Center of International Research with Sciences Po here in Paris.
It shows that Xi Jinping is interested in revamping the whole propaganda system. Of course, the internet is very important for political control inside China. But of course, we have also seen that Xi Jinping intends to make China great again on the international scene. So the appointment of Xu Lin to what is the actually international liaison office of the Central Committee is quite important, because he will be in charge of propaganda towards the outer world. But this is a bureaucratic position. He doesn't have any initiative. Xi Jinping has put him there because he's obedient and faithful.
So what kind of propaganda can we expect? One case in point is Beijing's recent diplomatic victory over Taiwan. Earlier this week, El Salvador announced that it was switching its recognition from Taiwan to Beijing. And that leaves Taiwan with only 17 countries that still recognize it as an independent state.
It has to do with propaganda, of course, but it has to do mostly with foreign policy and with diplomacy. China has decided to do all it can to isolate Taiwan. Xi Jinping seems to be reinforcing nationalism and has been, of course, much more hands-on on Taiwan. They put pressure on various companies to change the name of Taiwan in their operation, and they have been launching an all-out offensive to take back recognition from the very few countries which recognize Taiwan.
Jean-Philippe Béjart again. Another China observer, Roderick Wai, a former British diplomat based in Beijing, says that the diplomatic tit-for-tat between Beijing and Taipei mainly serves Beijing's propaganda purposes.
There's a domestic importance, obviously, to show the people of China that the present leadership is standing up for China's interests in a thoroughly effective manner. Internationally, I think it is less important, because there are very few countries or people now who care very much about the diplomatic competition between China and Taiwan.
And to go back to the internet, this diplomatic coup is widely reported by Chinese media sites, but also discussed by people on popular internet forums such as China.com. And there are thousands of moderators are keeping an eye on what is being said. So if someone expresses even a slight hint of pro-Taiwan sentiments, these comments are quickly erased. And so now it's to be expected that with the propaganda chief who headed the internet censorship machinery, Beijing's hand in cyberspace will be stronger than ever.